Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. So we're looking at the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael, if you remember, was the one, the only one who held that the Bas Kohen who gets Sreifa, that's only referring to a Bas Kohen who is an Arusa. But a Bas Kohen who is an Asua is treated differently, and she in fact gets Chenek. So we saw yesterday that where does he learn this from? Because essentially there was a general rule, and then there were exceptions. What was the general rule? The general rule initially was anybody who commits Znus gets Chenek, and then there were two exceptions, one for the Bas Yisrael, one for the Bas Kohen. The Bas Yisrael was only referring to an Arusa. So too, he says the Bas Kohen, that's also an exception to the same rule, is also only referring to an Arusa, which means therefore it is only an Arusa who's an exception to the rule. She gets upgraded to Sreifa, but the Nesua remains unmoved, and therefore she gets Chenek. That's where we left off with yesterday. So have a look in the Gemara. Have a look in the Gemara. I hope, Nachum, you're okay. Your screen keeps on freezing.
No.
So the Gemara says,
Right.
Nachum, you have something wrong with your screen. We can't hear and we can't see you. You keep on freezing, Nachum.
Maybe
You've just frozen again.
he should turn off his air conditioning if he's freezing.
Okay, Reb Nachum, you clearly have internet problems. I think you should maybe try
Better?
and. No, you're frozen. Your screen's frozen. You're off now.
I'll admit him when he comes back.
Okay. Oh, here he is in all his glory.
That better?
It is better. It looks like you're a different screen to normal, but yeah, we can hear you. We can see you. Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if the Rev just addressed it because I was coming in and out, but in this case, it's a case where she's getting Sreifa and he's getting Sila for
No,
Znos.
he's getting Chenek.
So why does Rashi say that she's getting Shechayenu? Shechayvu la sreifa v'lo skila.
And so, where are you?
In the Rashi on Zomimeha.
Yeah, we haven't got up there, actually. We're not up there, actually, yet. One second.
We said it yesterday.
Let's see, let's go slowly.
Because I thought the default is it gets Chenek. I didn't
Right.
understand why it says Skila.
So too, Afkusha. Okay, so let's continue. The last word on the line is Zoymeha. Says the Gemara, Zoymeha Uboyalo. both her zoymamin and also the boil, the man who committed the Avera, Bichlal va'asisim loy ka'asher zomam, which of course is a very strange expression. I understand why the zoymamin are included. Why on earth is the boil included? The Gemara asks that. Boyalo, my kasher zomam ikka. There's no kasher zomam with regard to the boil. It doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara explains, no, what I meant to say was, Elo, zoymameho bichlal misas boyalo. The zoymamin, who are inflicting differing punishments on him and her, so which punishment do they get when it turns out that they are zoymamin? The answer is zoymameho bichlal misas boyalo. They will get the misa of the boil, mishum shenema, va'asisim loy kasher zomam lasois la'ochiv. We make a drosha, v'loy la'achosoy divrei Rabbi Yishmol. So all of this was Rabbi Yishmol's opinion. Have a look at Rashi. Zoymameho bichlal misas boyalo. Because the boil never left the klal, he never got upgraded. He, v'loy boyalo, the bas koyen who gets upgraded only to the woman, but not the man. So it's the bas koyen who gets upgraded, but not the one who committed the avera with her. The zoymameho bichlal misas boyalen, or they change it to boyalo. Diksiv, kasher zomam lasois la'ochiv, v'loy la'achoisoi. What does that mean, v'loy la'achoisoi? B'mokoyim sheyesh chiluk misa be'edusam, where there is a difference in misa as a result of their edus, they're trying to testify and inflict two differing punishments. Kagoyim kan, shechayavu lo sreifa v'loy skila. Kedinoi nidoinin veloi kedino. So they will get the din that they tried to inflict on the man, but not the din they're trying to inflict on the woman. So what were they trying to inflict over here? They were trying to bring sreifa for her and skila for him. Why skila for him? So like we said before, the initial default position was the Torah says whoever gets znus, whoever commits znus gets chenek. Then the Gemara says that there's an exception to the rule and then another exception. Exception number one was to a Bas Yisrael. Exception number two was the Bas Kohen. But the Bas Yisrael, which we said refers to an Arusa, both him and her are both included. So they both get skila. They're both upgraded. When, however, there's a second upgrade to a bas koyin, there we have a drosha, he v'loy boyalo. We do not have that drosha with regard to a bas Yisrael. That's the answer to your question, Nachum. So in the case of exception number one, anybody who commits znus with an arusa automatically gets skila. Who? Both him and her. There is no pasuk that differentiates between the two. Whereas in the case of Koyein, which is a further upgrade, there is a pasuk that differentiates between the two because it says he, which means she. So it's she who's getting this upgraded punishment and not him. So in the final analysis, a Bas Koyein who is an Arusa, again, according to Rabbi Shmuel, a Bas Koyein who's an Arusa, who commits znus, so he will get the punishment of skila, like he always does with an arusa. She, however, gets upgraded to a sreifa, and now you have the fascinating question. So these Edim Zoymin are indeed. Which punishment are the Edim Zoymin trying to inflict? Well, actually, they're trying to inflict two. They're trying to inflict one punishment of skila on him and sreifa on her. Well, I can't give them both punishments. even in the event they turn out to be zaymumin. So I have a special drasha that says la'achiv. You give the Edim the punishment they will try to inflict on their brother meaning, and not their sister. So if they will try to inflict skila on the brother and srefer on the sister, they're going to get skila. That is all the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Yes, Rabbi Nachum.
So the exception is really, to go back to the Noef in office, the exception has really become the majority. Because the man is getting skila, whether he's with an arusa or a nesua. The Bas Kohen is getting it only if she's an arusa.
Right.
And the Bas Yisrael is only getting it if it's an arusa.
Correct. When we
so
say
all the exceptions are outweighing the regular.
It doesn't matter. Exception just means unless stated otherwise, you get chenek. Happens to be it's very often stated otherwise. That's true. Okay, so all of that is the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. So again, Rabbi Yishmael holds that a bas kohen arusa gets srefa, but a nesua does not. She gets chenek because she really does remain in a default position of the rule. Says the Gemara, now we have another opinion, Rabbi Akiva. This is now yet another opinion, maybe a fourth opinion. So what is this opinion? The Gemara says the opinion of Rabbi Akiva is as follows. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Achas Arusa, the Achas Nesua are both Yotzes L'Sreifa. And that, of course, reminds us of Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Rabbi Shimon was the one who said that if the Torah does not specify which particular Bas Kohen gets Sreifa, well, then we have every reason to assume that every Bas Kohen gets Sreifa. Have a look at Rashi on the very last narrow line. Achas Arusa v'achas Nesua, Dekra Stoma Ksiv. The Pasuk is written Bistam. What does that mean, Bistam, without specifying? And if it's written without specifying, so I'm sorry to tell you, I don't differentiate. I don't differentiate means Arusa and Nesua are all treated exactly the same. So it turns out, like we said again yesterday, the Torah writes Bistam. The Torah writes that a Bas Kohen who commits Znus gets Sreifa. Which Bas Kohen, an Arusa or Nesua, the Torah doesn't stipulate. So Rabbi Akiva says, well, if that's the case, if the Torah doesn't stipulate, it's jolly well both. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel, like we said yesterday, he has the Gezeira Shava, and he says that the exceptions to the rules always only apply to an Arusa. Sorry, it's not a Gezeira Shava, he just compared it to the Bas Yisrael. Just like the Bas Yisrael is an exception in the case of Arusa, so too the Bas Kohen is an exception in the case of Arusa. Says the Gemara. So you're telling me it's Achas Arusa v'Achas Nesua. So maybe Yochel Afilu Pnuya. What does that mean, Yochel Afilu Pnuya? If you're telling me that we have to be medayek, that the Torah does not differentiate between Arusa or Nesua, it writes it Bistam. Well, if it writes it Bistam, maybe it includes even a Pnuya. Remember, we always said that essentially there's three different types of categories, a Pnuya, an Arusa, and a Nesua. An Arusa and a Nesua, of course, are most commonly related. They are most similar to each other because they are both what the Gemara calls Zikas Baal. There is a connection to a husband, whether fully married or not, whereas a Pnuya is unmarried. So what's the Gemara's question? If you're telling me that the Torah does not stipulate and does not differentiate between Arusa or Nesua, well, neither did it differentiate between Pnuya either. So maybe a Bas Kohen Pnuya should also get Znus. Says the Gemara, we make a Gzeira Shava, and this is a Gzeira Shava we mentioned in the previous daf. Ne'emar kan Oviha, v'ne'emar lahalon Oviha, ma lahalon Znus im Zikas Habal, afkan Znus im Zikas Habal. Fine. So we have a Gzeira Shava that teaches us that no, this whole particular Znus story is only talking about where you have a woman who has a connection to her husband. So Arusa and Nesua are included, but a Penuya is excluded. So it means, therefore, of the three possibilities, Penuya, Arusa, and Nesua, everybody agrees that Penuya is out. Everybody agrees that Nesua gets Sreifa. The question is, what about Arusa? Rabbi Yishmael says, sorry, so I said it the wrong way around. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's both an Arusa and a Nesua. And according to Rabbi Yishmael, it's only an Arusa. You know, so I said it correctly. So again, a Penuya, everybody agrees, is out. An Arusa, everybody agrees, is in. The discussion is, what about a Nesua? According to Rabbi Akiva, it applies to Arusa and Nesua. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's only an Arusa. So now there is a whole discussion backwards and forwards between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. So on the second last narrow line, Omale Rabbi Shmuel, you're learning from the Gezeirah Shavah to teach me that it's got to be a non-Pnuya. Now, where was this Gzeira Shava coming from? It says Ovio, Ovio. Where does it say Ovio? It says Ovio in the case of Bas Kohen, and it says Ovio in the case of Bas Yisrael. But one moment. In the Bas Yisrael case, what was that talking about there? That was only an Arusa. So if you're going to make the Gzeira Shava, you've got to make it properly. If you're really going to compare the Bas Kohen to the Bas Yisrael, and you're going to tell me, just like the Bas Yisrael doesn't refer to a Penuya, so too over here. Well, then you've got to go the whole nine yards. Then you've got to say, well, just like over there is only an Arusa over here as well. Says the Gemara, I don't understand you. If you're going to compare it to there, why don't I say it's Naro vehi Arusa, Afkan Naro vehi Arusa? Question mark. You can't make a Gzeirah Shavah and then chop it into two. If you're really going to have a Gzeirah Shavah and you're going to compare the Bas Kohen to the Bas Yisrael, and that's what taught you that it does not refer to a Pnuya in the case of Bas Kohen, just like Bas Yisrael, well, for the same price, you're going to have to say, let's compare in total. And there's only talking about an Arusa. Have a look at Rashi on the top line of the wide lines. Omale. Rabbi Shmuel, Hoyil v'doyresh ato gezeira shava. Since you darshan the gezeira shava, droish nami. Why don't you darshan also ha de ba'arusa mishtoi? The fact that we're talking, mishtoi means mid talking. We're talking about an arusa. You surely cannot ignore the fact that the Bas Yisrael, the Torah was only talking about an Arusa. So if you're going to make the Gezeirah Shavah, make it properly. And why don't you say that just like the Bas Yisrael is only referring to the Arusa, so too the Bas Kohen is also only referring to the Arusa. If you're going to exclude Pnuya, you should exclude Nesuya as well. So Rabbi Akiva is in big trouble. How can Rabbi Akiva possibly suggest the Bas Kohen who gets Sreifa is both an Arusa and also an Asua? Answers Rabbi Akiva. I have another drasha. Omale Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yishmael Ochi. My brother Yishmael, bas ubas anidoireish. If you look in the Torah, when it introduces to us the whole parsha of bas koyein, it does not say bas koyein, it says ubas with an extra vav. So because I've got an extra vav, I can bring one case back into the fold. Which case do I bring back in? The Nesuah. Have a look at Rashi once again at the end of the first wide line. Bas ubas vav yaseira. There's an extra vav. Lerabois hanasua. So Rabbi say, midaft halkum kop. We have a gezeira shava that excludes. We have a vav that includes. So I'm allowed to take one case out and bring one case in. So the gezeira shava has taken which case out? Pnuya. And the extra vav has brought nesua back in. Which means, if we put it more accurately, essentially the gezeira shava takes two cases out. The vav brings one back in. You can't have a gezeira shava half. You can't have a half gezeira shava. Gezeira shava, by definition, means you compare the two cases. Absolutely. So if in the case of the Bas Yisrael, it is only referring to an arusa, not penuya, not nesua, and I've got a gezeira shava to compare that to a Bas Koyin. So essentially, based on the gezeira shava, that should be the same status in Bas Koyin as well. Arusa is included, but Pnuya is out, Nesua is out. That was stage one. What was stage two? Now that I've got Bas Ubas, I've got the extra vav. So the extra vav says there's a ribui. You're allowed to bring one case back in. How do we know it's the Nesua we bring back in? We'll see in a second. But you're allowed to bring one case back in. I cannot possibly bring both cases back in because then you've knocked out the Gezeira Shava. But by bringing one case back in, so I can satisfy everything, on the one hand, the Gezeira Shava is there to exclude a Pnuya, and the Vav is there to include Nesua. Says the Rimnachum, yes, sorry.
But I feel like the whole chiddush of the Gezeira Shava is the zikas. So if the zikas is coming to exclude the panuya, to me it just works out perfect. So why can't I say it's the arusa and the nesua because they're both zikas? So why is the argument that we're excluding one?
No, that was Mora's question. Because in the case of Bas Yisrael, the Torah is not talking about Nesuah there. So how do you know that the title of Gezeira Shava is Zikas Baal? Why don't you say that the title of the Gezeira Shava is Arusa? That is what Bas Yisrael is talking about. In the case of Bas Yisrael, it's not talking about Nesuah. You're right. If we call it Zikas Baal, then it's a very general rule. But that is the question. Why are you calling it that? So at the moment, Rabbi Akiva is good. Rabbi Akiva is using the Gzeira Shava to exclude Pnuya. Essentially, he would have excluded Nesua as well, but that's brought back in with the Vav. Omalei. So Rabbi Shmuel responded and said, I don't understand. Vechi mipnei sha'ato bas ubas. Just because you've got this drosha that includes something, noitzi zu l'sreifa, you're now going to kill somebody by sreifa. Who's that? The nesua. Because you've got this drosha of a vav, what's going on? Im mashma, if this vav really is all inclusive and it includes the nesua, well, then maybe Hovias Apnuya as well. Mashma lohoitzias, and if I've got the Gezeira Shava that excludes Pnuya, then Hoitzias. So surely it should be all or nothing. Either everything should be included or everything should be excluded. But how do you get this conclusion that Pnuya is out, Nesua is in? Excuse me. How'd you get this, Joshua, that Pnuya, yes, correct, is out and Nesua is in? Answers Rabbi Kiva, very simple tense. For Rabbi Kiva says that no, Ahani Gezeira Shava Lamute Pnuya. On the one hand, I do have a conflict of drashas. This is the way I can satisfy both. On the one hand, I've got the Gezeira Shava that tells me Lamute Pnuya. And Vahani Bas Ubas Lerabo is the son of Sua. So you can't tell me that, well, surely either everything's in or everything's out. No. I've got one drosha to exclude, I've got one drosha to include, and therefore I've excluded Pnuya and I've included Nesua. Have a look at Rashi. Noitzi zu b'sreifa v'nachmir oleho. Are we going to be machmir on a misa mufureshes bo? The misa which is explicit, the general rule to have a bechenek. What's going on? You're going to upgrade her from chenek to sreifa? De'im mashma gezeirah shava lahavi esanasu. Well, then havi namisa pnuya. De'im mashma lahoitzi pnuya. Then hoitzi the nasu as well. What's going on? To which Rabbi Kiva very neatly answered, don't worry. I've got a drosha in two directions. One is inclusive, one is exclusive. So the Gezeirah Shavah tells me Pnuya is out. The Vav tells me Nesua is in. So in the final analysis, Arusa and Nesua are both in. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Shmuel Sava that Midakamale Bas Ubas Shmamine Hoda by Gezeirah Shavah. The Gemara explains the reason why Rabbi Shmuel posed the question in the first place is because he thought the Gezeirah Shavah was out. He thought that once I have the drasha of Bas Ubas, you've got to include everything. To which Rabbi Kiva turned around and says, no, you misunderstood. I never rejected the original Gezeirah Shavah. I'm actually going with two simultaneous drashas. On the one hand, I've got the drasha of the Gezeirah Shavah that tells me Pnuya is out. I've never rejected that. I've got another drasha Bas Ubas, and that tells me that the case of Nesua is in, and therefore we'll just have to agree to disagree. So, in the final analysis, according to Rabbi Kiva, Arusa and Nesua get Sreifa. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's only an Arusa. Now, it turns out that if you had asked Rabbi Kiva, how do you know that a Nesua is also getting Sreifa? The answer is from the extra Vav, Bas Ubas. Rabbi Shmuel did not accept that drasha. So the question is, what does he learn from the extra Vav then? Asks the Gemara, V'Rabbi Shmuel, hi, Bas Ubas, quote unquote. My Dorish Bay. What's the drasha? Don't tell me that he uses it like Rabbi Kiva to include Sreifa, to include a Nesua, because he jolly well doesn't. He says that Sreifa only refers to an Arusa. So therefore, what does he use this extra verb for? Says the Gemara, fascinating answer. He needs it for the following drasha, for the following halacha that was taught to us by Shmuel Ba'ovin, which was Lefi Shemotzinu. We have found Shechilek Hakosuv Bizachorim. With regard to male koyanim, we have found that the Torah differentiates between tmimin lebali mumin. We know that a koyan, a male koyan who does avodah, can only do so if he's a tum. What does a tum mean? A tum is complete, he has no mum. But if he's a baal mum, he cannot do avodah. Therefore, if the Torah differentiates with regard to male koyanim between tamimim and bali mumim, maybe the same also with female koyanim. Is yachoyel nachloik bibnoisehen? So maybe I'll be excused for thinking that we should make a similar distinction with regard to the female Kohanim as well. And what should we say? Just like the men are only considered to be fully fledged Kodosh Kohanim when they don't have a mum. But if they have a mum, then they're stripped of their kedusha. That's why they can't do avodah. So maybe also in the case of Bas Kohen, maybe a Bas Kohen who commits zanus, we're treating her with extra special status because, like we said on the previous omer, she's a kohenah, she has a certain kedusha. But maybe again, it's only for a tamim, but not for a baal mum. So that's why I need the pasuk, says the Gemara Talmud Loima. Bas ubas. That's what he uses the extra vav. The extra vav, which is definitely a drasha, is coming to be marbe something, is coming to be marbe even bale mumin. Look at Rashi. Bezachorim, at the end of the line. Bekoyanim, bein tmimim lebale mumin. The Torah clearly differentiates between Avoida, therefore, Yochel, therefore, I would have thought, af bonos, not just the bonim, but maybe also the bonos, bali mumin, if you have a bas kohen who has a mum, yotzu michlal kedusha son. Maybe also she should leave her kedusha, and she's now stripped of her kohen status. V'yeh dinam kibnois Yisrael, and therefore maybe I would have thought that their din should be just like a bas Yisrael im zanu if they committed znos. That's why I have a pasuk to teach me. No, bas ubas. I got an extra vav. So according to Rabbi Akiva, what was the extra vav teaching me? A nesuah. According to Rabbi Shmuel, says, no, the extra vav is teaching me bali mumin. Okay, so now obviously what happens next? The ball is thrown back into the court of Rabbi Akiva. If Rabbi Akiva already uses the vav to teach me something else completely, what is that? That it refers to a nesuah. So according to him, that vav is not spare. So how do you know bali mumin? Says the Gemara of Rabbi Akiva. He learns it from another posse. Mivehem makrivim v'hoyu kodesh, quote unquote. Nafka, that's where he learns it from, says Rashi. V'hoyu kodesh l'rabois af bale mumin l'kedusha. So he has another pasuk. He has a pasuk v'hoyu kodesh, and that's where he learns that even if there's a baal mum, there still is an element of kedusha, and therefore we don't care. We do not make a distinction. A bas kohen, even if she has mumin, she's treated like a regular Koheness and she will still get the relevant punishment. Okay, we have to stop it over here. Miss Hashem, all being well, we'll continue next week, which is the last week of Zman. We'll make our way, Miss Hashem, towards the Mishnah and hopefully a little bit further as well.